If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at catholicaudiomedia.com. That's catholicaudiomedia.com. Well, here is my homily from Holy Family Sunday, and we're going to listen to how we understand the role of the Holy Family and our own role in the church, and how do we live our role, our vocation in the church, in light of how we live our, how our world is actually today. So that's the subject of my homily, and will help us to understand who we are and what we are all about as people of faith in 2024. So let's go over to St. Anthony Parish and hear the homily. So today, as always is the case, the Sunday in between Christmas and New Year's is Holy Family Sunday, and that's when we celebrate the Holy Family, obviously, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. And it's an interesting celebration for us to remember, especially in our present times when outside of the church, there is a whole redefinition of the family. So our question can be, what do we say about the Holy Family in light of the present times? Because when we understand that, then we can truly understand the role that we all have in the church. Well, first of all, we look at the role of Joseph, Mary, and Jesus, and we also understand the reality within the context of marriage in the church. A marriage in the church, of course, is father, mother, and children, and it's there for a reason, and that is for the procreation of children and the unity of the family, what is called the domestic church. Now, we see that in light of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and in light of our current times. What's important there is it shows the role of every Catholic in our church today. And what is the role? We can see what they're doing. What are they doing? They are prophets. Joseph, Mary, and Jesus, obviously Jesus, but they're prophets. Because the role of every Catholic who is baptized is to live a prophetic role. We want to understand that within context. If you look at the Acts of the Apostles, you'll see that Christians, when finally the message reached into Antioch, many of the people started calling them Christians. Prior to that time, many people who were Christians, followers of Christ, were called prophets. That was just the name that they had used. And that's the role of all Catholics, to be prophets. Now, how are we prophets? We're prophets not by standing on street corners. We can do that, but that's usually not our call. And telling people how to live their lives, we're definitely not our call. Our call is to be like many of the prophets of the Old Testament who lived their lives in service to the Lord. The Lord told some of them to speak out, but others at certain times were just called to live their life in a way that reflected the divine wisdom that they believed in. So we see, for example, one of my favorite examples is Ezekiel. Although he spoke to the people quite often, he also had that part of his life where the Lord told him, pack all your things and walk out of the city. Which, as I've told you before, when that happens and you walk out of the city and everyone looks, the prophet just left the city, that's not a good sign. So he's speaking to them by his actions. And then you also have the story of Hosea. Hosea was told by the Lord to marry a prostitute as a way to communicate to the to Israel that they had to return back to their faithfulness. So our actions, more than anything else, are prophetic, but our world needs our actions, our way of living a prophetic life, because what are we doing? We are living our life based on divine wisdom and human wisdom. So to understand this, another example I like to give a lot is, imagine all of a sudden you've just been transferred suddenly with all the knowledge you have to the 16th century. Now keep in mind one thing that's important is the 16th century is also the century of the Protestant Reformation and also the Council of Trent. Just happens that way. And so the Council of Trent. Now you have all the knowledge that you have right now, and suddenly you're transferred to the 16th century. And you can't tell anyone what you know, because if you do, they won't understand where your knowledge is coming from, and they'll burn you as witches. So you're not going to do that. But you're going to act in a way that's based on your knowledge. So if you get a cold, you know the cold will go away. But they'll tell you, oh, you know what? You need to go down to Dr. So-and-so and get leached. And you'll say, no, I'm okay. I think I'll be fine, because you know that's not a good practice. But you're acting on your knowledge, even though, so that's how you're acting in a way that shares, or that lets people know that you're thinking and acting a different way based on your knowledge. And that's what it means to live prophetically. Now, an interesting thing to keep in mind, I mentioned the 16th century, because that's usually the century I just happen to pick, but it also happens to be the century, as I said, of the Council of Trent. There are many people that have been angry with the Pope and fighting the Pope, especially over the past 2 weeks. Why? Because they reject Vatican II and they embrace the Council of Trent and nothing after that. And that's an important understanding, because in doing that, they don't understand what the Pope is saying. We take all the knowledge we have today with the whole wisdom of the church and we put it together to have an understanding. How do we live prophetically? The reason why is, unlike some other churches or some other religions, we have four vocations: marriage, ordained, religious, and single. So any kind of life you're living in service to Christ is itself a vocation. Now, let's look at that. In regards to the family, how does a family live prophetically? They have to be people of prayer. That's essential. Father, mother, children, at least sometime in the day, you know, maybe it's just grace at meals or whatever. You have to be people of prayer. Why? I'll show you something really interesting in a second. Because when you are people of prayer, then you understand how to live prophetically, because what we're called to do is live our faith as the fruit of our, or live our faith as the fruit of our prayer. One of the greatest problems we're having with the church today, especially among the critics of Pope Francis, is they have separated our morality from our role as prophets. So what happens is you have morality and they're just teaching morality, and they're not teaching the essential element of all our morality has to come out of our prayer. Otherwise, you can be an atheist and teach all you want about morality. It doesn't make any difference. It's our morality comes from our prayer. Therefore, our families are built in a way that they're called to be rooted in prayer, as was Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and to live that prayer as a family. So our call in families is to be families of prayer. Our call, if you're not in a family, you're single or whatever, is to be people of prayer, because that's our essential role, because all of us are called to be prophets. And how do we live as prophets? Living our faith to the world, not necessarily or not bonking people over the head with what we believe, but living our faith in a world in a way that shows the world that we follow divine wisdom.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, just a reminder, if you happen to be in the Boston area, now obviously if you're listening to this on WROL 950 AM, you are in the Boston area. But if you happen to be hearing this on a podcast and you happen to be in the Boston area, you're welcome to come to our Dorothy Day Faith Forum, which we have on every single Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. at the rectory at St. Anthony Parish. And what we do is we discuss within the context of faith whatever subject happens to come up. So it comes up in a lot of ways, and we discuss this. We begin with evening prayer, and then we just go into the discussion. So you're welcome to be part of that, and we encourage you to do that. That's at St. Anthony Parish. We're located at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, and you can find us. We're in that neighborhood that is between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike, right behind WBZ, which is the CBS Boston outlet. It's the, as we say in the business, it's the CBS O&O. That means owned and operated, just down the street from us. So anyway, feel free to come 6:30 p.m. and experience our discussion. And it's interesting. Sometimes we have a few people, sometimes we have lots of people, but always we have a fascinating discussion. In the meantime, we are here every single Monday through Friday. We're going to continue, and this week we're going to see or listen to Pastor, although he doesn't like to go by that title, he told me, Pastor Basil Yards. So he's Basil Yards, and he is a pastor, and he's going to talk about a program he has of evangelizing people. Now, an interesting thing to know, he's not Catholic, but that doesn't mean we don't listen to his ideas on how to do some of the work that we're called to do, too. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyallston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.